We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome, everyone. I love this song. You know I get my groove on, right? I'm hoping Jonathan is getting his groove on, but he shall never tell. I'm going to tell you now. He will never tell, but I think he is. Well, welcome to Steele Talkin'. I am your host, Geraldine Steele. It is what I love to do on a Sunday night, is sit here and be with you. You matter. You absolutely matter to me, to the team, the producers, Jimmy Erickson and Jonathan Lowe, and to all of you who stick and stay with us over the almost 22 years that I have been here. I thank you. First of all, I want to mention that it is Father's Day. Big, huge thing. You know, it used to be that Mother's Day just took over everything and Father's Day just kind of lingered in the back, right? Yeah, you know, Dad, you're going to get some socks and a tie and it's a good day. But that's changed a lot. And we'll talk about that in just a moment. If you'd like to call in or text us here at 651-989-9226 and talk about the importance of a father in your life, because I really do think we're getting to the point where we're starting to see some equality between the Mother's Day and the Father's Day. And really, I mean, I go to the stores, the pharmacies to see what Hallmark is doing for Father's Day. And I'm really surprised at all of the incredible and smart and clever cards there are for Father's Day. So if you'd like to call us or text us, 651-989-9226 is the number to call. All right. I also want to mention that the final score for the Twins baseball game today was Twins 4, Rangers 2. So we won. Yay. Whoop, whoop, Twins. Whoop, whoop, whoop. Remember that, Jonathan? Whoop, whoop, whoop. I still can't do it right.
I actually know someone close that does that, and they do it with more fervor and more enthusiasm than that's just, I don't know what that was.
Okay, let me tell you something. First of all, Whoop Whoop was like 20-something years ago. So you don't judge me for my pitiful Whoop Whoop. Let me hear yours.
Let me hear yours. You want to
hear
mine?
I want to hear yours. Yeah, go for it.
Whoop Whoop. you gotta bring some fire into it. You get it. Whoop Whoop Whoop. No. That's too weak. It's too weak.
I'm going to show you what I'm working with later on in the show. How about that?
Oh, okay.
Just stay tuned.
I'll be here. I'll be listening. I'm here all night.
We also want to let you know that the Twins baseball game against Cincinnati is tomorrow night on WCCO Radio. Pre-game show is at 6:30. First pitch at 7:10. Okay, when I say Happy Father's Day, there's a huge smile on my face because not only is my mother wonderful, but also my father was so wonderful. As many of you know, he was killed by a drunk driver when I was 14. And I have to tell you, it was a very difficult time in our family. Of course, anyone who has a loss of a beloved one, it never leaves you. It sticks with you forever. But I remember so much about my dad. He had flat feet and he would amuse us by coming home from work, laying on the floor and, you know, taking off his socks and shoes and clapping his feet. And it sounded like, you know, like an audience clapping. It was hilarious. And for some reason, we absolutely adored that. He was such a good man. We sang all over the Midwest because my father would go from place to place, church to church, community center to community center, and talk the group into letting us sing. So if there was some special program, maybe there were some groups that were traveling, some gospel groups that were traveling, and they would come to some community centers and different parts of the Midwest. I don't care if it was Ohio or Indiana or, you know, a lot of those states, even Illinois. We had a chance to go and we would stand and wait, or we'd, you know, sit with our dad and just wait. He'd go and find the right person to say, "You have to let my children sing. My children can sing." And oh my gosh, I remember how they would let us sing what they call an A selection. Back then, in the Pentecostal churches down in the Midwest, it was all about A and B selection. If you got an A, B, and C selection, that means you got to sing three songs. Got it? A, B, C. Right. But of course, if you got A selection, just one, you were just like in, because they got to hear what you could sound like. And for us, our father always told us, don't ever forget that there are always people way better than you, and there are always people that are not. It doesn't matter. You have to give your gift and give it at your best. It's not for you to show off. It is for you to deliver the gift. And I am so grateful for those words. I still live by them even today. So happy Father's Day to all the fathers who are beloved in their families, who are doing their best. We've got some time in Center Stage to talk. I'm sorry, not Center Stage, but later on to talk about a Father's Day movie that is coming out. In fact, it was just released, and I can't wait to talk to the father who wrote the book and then wrote the movie. And it's finally out, starring Kevin Hart. So you don't want to miss that conversation that's coming up. Also, I want to say happy Father's Day to my brothers, to my son-in-law, to my brother-in-law, and all of those men in my life, police officers, doctors, teachers, educators, that has poured so much in me over these years. And I'm so grateful for the men in the lives of boys, girls. I tell people all the time, you say to yourself, okay, fathers are not as important than mothers. But I believe that they are as important as mothers. I can't say that, you know, with my father leaving this earth early, that I knew all that I needed to know and gleaned everything I needed to glean from him. Absolutely not. Not at 14. But I can tell you that every step in my life where there have been successes or failures, I have closed my eyes and looked to heaven and say, "Dad, man, that was a tough one." Or I've said, "Dad, I miss you so much." Or, "Dad, thank you for telling us that, telling us not to be jealous of people. Never be jealous. There will always be people better. And you support them in being better." And oh my goodness, there was so much to it. Even the men at the church that were kind and wanted to help us grow without our father, knowing that we lost this incredible figure in our family. Some of the fathers at some of the other churches actually stepped in to check on us every now and then. Just check on us, just call, or if they saw us at a program, "How are you guys doing?" These are the moments you don't forget when it comes to losing a father in your life. So Father's Day for me is a big deal because my brothers are all fathers. I have so many cousins that are fathers. And by the way, the one brother in my life that is so incredibly important to me, all of them are, all three of them are, but Fred Steele is the one. He was the one that came back from college. He left college to come back and help my mother during this incredibly difficult time of losing her husband and our father. He was the one that made sure I went to prom. He was the one that made sure I had the clothes that I needed at school or for church, or he made sure that I was on top of my homework. He was the one that came and mowed the lawn and took care of the house and fixed the doors and fixed the windows. And so when I think about my brother Fred, I cry tears of joy. Because by him, I felt like I had a father figure next to me at all times throughout my career in high school specifically. So Fred Steele, J.D. Steele, Billy Steele, if you're listening, Armando Dickerson, if you're listening, my son-in-law, Willie, if you're listening, happy Father's Day. What you do as fathers truly matters. Do I want to usurp and give to you? I'm sorry, not to usurp, but if I want to take what I know as a mother, and for Mother's Day, how special that is for me, and pour that onto you, I wish I could, so that you could feel the highlights in my life as a mother as I feel the highlights in yours. All right, we're going to have to take a break. And I want to tell you that Keith Ellison, our Minnesota Attorney General, is going to join us at 7:20. There's a lot to talk about. We're going to talk about Juneteenth, of course. Wow, a national holiday. I mean, the celebrations were all around. And over North Minneapolis, you could literally drive down Broadway, roll down your windows, and hear music and speeches and so much more. The families that gathered. It was a beautiful thing to behold, and I can't wait to talk to Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison about Juneteenth, and also to ask him about, you know, how Minneapolis is seen right now, now that we have the Floyd decision come down, and some of us now are sitting back and breathing a sigh of relief. But of course, coming up in just a few days, we're going to have the sentencing. So as we watch that unfold, I do want to ask him about that as well. So we do look forward to having Keith Ellison joining us at 7:20. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah, welcome back. You are listening to Steel Talking. I'm your host, Geraldine Steele. We don't have our Minnesota Attorney General just yet. We know how busy he is, Keith Ellison, but we are looking forward to hearing from him. Juneteenth is a big deal now that it's a national holiday. And I can only imagine those that don't understand what it is, why it matters, or why this was necessary to make a national holiday. I remember someone mentioning to me years ago, why in the world do we have to have national holidays? It takes money out of the economy. We have so many holidays now. All these banks are closed and, you know, we're not making the money or keeping the money. The stock market is closed and blah, blah, blah. And I was stunned at that. I was so stunned at that. We are a collection of color. We really are. There's so many of us from so many parts of the world, and it is beautiful here in the United States. Yes, we have had our challenges, and we will continue to have our challenges until we get it right. But when it comes to Juneteenth being a national holiday, it's a big deal to people of color, particularly African Americans, right? Because it deals with those who did not receive the information that the Emancipation Proclamation had come through and that they were free. So for 2 years in Texas, they did not know that they were free. And so you hear about these stories, and some people go, well, that's no big deal. You try being a slave for another 2 years, and you didn't have to be. How would you feel about that? So I can imagine those that sit back and go, another holiday? Oh, my gosh. Why do we need another national holiday? Because we are a collection of colors. We are a collection of people. And all of these people have stories, significant stories that need to be heard and need to be some need to be dealt with. And many of them should be celebrated. We as a nation celebrate 4th of July. It is coming up. I am so excited about it. I don't know about you, but just knowing that we can get together now, and I'm really hoping that many, 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 many of you that are listening are fully vaccinated. I just read recently that this Delta variant of COVID-19, that if you were to catch it and you're fully vaccinated, it will treat you like a light cold. Right? It won't take you down, put you in a hospital and kill you. And so you trust those that are telling us these stories. And then you say to yourself, man, why won't everybody take the vaccine? I'm amazed at the young people, you know, between the ages of 21 and 25, who say, especially those of color, who say, I just don't know about this. I don't know about this. And when we report to our young people, 70% of Americans will be fully vaccinated. So, you know, that's going to get us to herd immunity. We're going to get there. So they know, these young people know there's 30% that will never be fully vaccinated. And so they're thinking, well, I don't have to get vaccinated if it's only going to take 70% of us. Do you know what it takes for 70% of us? 70% of us to get vaccinated fully. That's a lot of Americans. We have 331 million people, including children, in this country. 70%? Don't take it lightly. That's not going to be easy to accomplish, but I do have faith that we will. So with 4th of July coming up, seeing that Juneteenth just took place this weekend, to know that people are celebrating, they're getting ready. I'm hearing, you know, the fireworks go off and seeing some of them shooting up into the sky. And it is incredible to know that we will be able to gather together, hopefully safely. Hopefully we will be safe in gathering together. But doesn't it feel great? You go out on the weekends and you see everybody. It's just like tons of people in the restaurant sitting outside on the patios. I could not get a reservation on a patio at any restaurant this weekend. I just could not. I kept calling and calling and calling. Nothing. Jam-packed. Or they would say, you can't get a reservation till 9 o'clock, and I'm calling at 5. It's remarkable. The smiles that you see on the faces of people walking down the streets or sitting at the tables outside on the patios or inside of the restaurants. It is remarkable. Don't forget where we have come from. And I know, Jonathan, you probably didn't get out and go to the restaurants this weekend. And am I right?
I've been trying to get out more and more. I have not sat down to eat in a restaurant as of yet. But I have been to a couple of other places where I've sat down for a while indoors right next to people. So I've done it. I'm trying to do it more and more as we get more and more into the summer and hopefully more and more people get vaccinated.
Are you fully vaccinated?
Yes. Yep.
Right. It feels great, doesn't it? So did you have any fear when you were sitting around people sitting next to you that may have had a mask on, or most didn't? In fact, every restaurant I went into or store I went into, nothing on the door said you must wear a mask. So I was so surprised. I had it with me just in case, but you know, people are walking in, getting their seats, and no mask at all. So I don't know about you, but I was really excited about it. Are you worried about where this will go in the next few months, or are you confident that we're okay?
I'm in between. I'm not.
Are you?
I'm not at a point where I'm still staying, for the most part, I'm staying home. I still will, you know, I won't leave my apartment for 2 or 3 days at a time. If I have enough food to last me, then I'll stay home. I won't go out. But I'm not overly concerned to the point. I'm not confident enough to say I'm going to hang out every night. I'm going to go to the bars every night. It's time to party, and I'm not overly concerned to where I'm just going to live in a shell for as long as I can.
Yeah, you can't live until we have to live. Living is getting out, doing things, meeting and being with family and, you know, finding ways to interact with each other. So I'm really hoping people will feel more confident.
The reason I'm to that point is because I'm fully vaccinated.
Exactly.
That's the reason why I feel that way.
Right. And I'm telling you, there are vaccines all over the Twin Cities. It's all over the metro area. It's like you can go to black churches, white churches. They're just hoping that people will come in and get the vaccine. Now, I don't know about J&J. I still got to look that up and see what's happening with that. But we'll address that later on. We got to take a break because it's time for weather.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to Steele Talkin'. I am your host, Geralyn Steele, and I'm so excited that our Minnesota Attorney General, Keith Ellison, is joining us right now. How are you, sir?
Doing great. Thanks for having me.
I'm so glad to have you on. I have to tell you, first of all, sir, that after the Chauvin trial was happening and the verdict came down, I called your office so many times trying to say, thank you, Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison. And I couldn't leave a message or anything. So I'm sure other people were doing the same thing. But man, I cried tears of joy with all the work that had been put in from your office. So thank you for that.
Well, it was a team effort, and definitely appreciate the well wishes. And as you know, the sentencing is coming up on the 25th of June.
Yes, sir.
Which is coming up soon. So I'm sure everybody will be keeping their eyes on that as well.
How do you feel about it? Are you concerned? Are you feeling that it's going to be something that Minnesota can handle, the world can handle?
Well, my attitude about this the whole time has been, we're going to pursue justice, not revenge. We're going to pursue what is just and what is fair, what honors the dignity of George Floyd and his family. And we're going to seek a sentence that fits the offense. And let me just tell you, George Floyd suffered under the knee of Derek Chauvin for 9.5 minutes. He died as a result. It was agonizing. It was painful. The world saw that. But I'm also very concerned about the people who watched, concerned that 9-year-old Judea, who did testify at the trial, what is her attitude going to be about police and policing? There are a lot of good officers out there who want to do the right thing for the community, but are they going to be saddled with what Derek Chauvin did? Are they going to be marked by his conduct and judged by it? And so I think it's important to understand that, yes, George Floyd and the family of George Floyd suffered a horrific loss, but the community suffered a loss of trust and a violation of what they believe the people who are paid to protect and serve them should do. Thank goodness for Chief Arredondo and Lieutenant Zimmerman and other officers who came forward and said, this is not how we do things, and this is wrong, and we condemn it. But the truth is, people can't unsee that video. And so that, to me, I think is part of the damage that this violation of law has inflicted.
I'm not quite sure if we'll ever get over it, but I do feel as though what is going to happen on the 25th, all eyes and ears will be waiting once again to hear what the sentencing will be. And if it does not turn out the way so many believe would offer justice, then I believe we need to start looking at justice from a whole different definition. If we have to redefine it, rescope what that whole look of justice is, with, you know, the imbalance and the blindfold, it's gotten to the point now where justice is coming forward, the need for justice and understanding it and making it happen. How in the world do we make sure that change when it comes to justice in communities of color and other when it comes to policing?
Well, I think we do need to pass legislation that changes and reorders policing. As glad as I was and to be a part of the State versus Derek Chauvin case, and we worked really hard. It is one case, and there are some people who said, see, he was convicted. The system worked. Well, there were a lot of things that were out of the normal course of events that led to that, including the appointment of my office, you know, the fact that I had to recruit people who were not even regular members of my staff to participate. We actually put everything we had into this prosecution to make sure that it was all the facts came out. But we need to have justice in the ordinary case, in the regular case. We need to create justice where you don't have to do a big lift to make sure that just outcome happens. So I think we need to pass the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act, which is pending in Congress. We need to pass the legislation that Representative Cedric Frazier is working on right now at the state legislature. We need to embrace some of the reforms that the city council and Chief Arredondo are putting forward. You know, one of the heroes in this moment is a woman named Sasha Cotton, who works on the gang violence prevention program, who's really working on front-end solutions, you know, to make sure that, you know, kids are diverted, you know, from being in trouble, you know, and they know how to manage police-community relations, and they know how to, you know, engage in healthier behaviors. You know, so, I mean, I think it's a continuum, right? You know, on the one hand, we need to hold police accountable. We need administrators like the chief to be able to fire people when they don't belong on the police department. But we also need to make sure that we pass legislation in Congress. And we also need to make sure that we do things to reduce deadly force encounters, you know, and just reduce the number of contacts that sometimes end up tragic. So there's just a whole, I guess what I'm saying is I'm looking forward to a thorough and plenary style a response, not just one case. One case is not going to do it.
Well, we are supporting. I am truly supporting you, sir. I'm looking forward to June 25th. Not that I expect my expectations may not be met, but I am looking forward to it. Let me ask you before I let you go. The passage of Juneteenth as a national holiday means a lot to me and so many others.
Oh, yeah.
African-Americans. And as a man of color, as well as a Muslim, tell me, how do you feel about this? And do you think the importance of it is going to make a difference in this country, helping people see more of who we are?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think it's important for Americans to understand, you know, in a month or so, or in less than a month now, we're all going to celebrate July 4th. And, you know, it did happen, you know, quote unquote, a long time ago, but we still celebrate it, right? Well, Juneteenth is not even as far back as the 4th of July. And yet it marks a moment in American history. You know, the United States was a slaveholding nation for about 250 years have not passed since slavery ended. Slavery was an institution in American society longer than freedom, longer than not slavery. You know, America was a slaveholding society longer than it wasn't. You know, and yet we don't know that much about it. We don't know much about what slavery meant to the United States. We don't know how it formed the economic basis for the country. We don't know how even it helped the North push forward, because the North could mill cotton that was extremely cheap because they didn't have any labor costs. You know, how it, you know, and how you know, so many major insurance companies like Equitable, and how Georgetown University even, you know, benefited from selling slaves, right? Mm. We don't know anything about it. And this institution that has such a monumental impact on the society we live in, and we're living with the legacy of it at this very moment.
Yes,
we have 250 years of slavery, 246 to be exact, and you know, and then another 100 years of Jim Crow, state-sanctioned second-class citizenship for black people. In the land of the free and home of the brave, we had a state of unfreedom for people.
Think about
the irony there. And then since then, only about 56 years, we've had disparities in every aspect of American life. And even today, people ask, well, when is this going to be over? How come we just can't put this in the past? We haven't even begun the conversation.
That's right.
And now, you know, honestly, Gerilyn, there's a disturbing trend in society. They're trying to ban critical race theory.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's
and I'm
right.
like, well, what about critical race facts? You know, like 250
yeah,
years
that part.
Of slavery. Wait,
yeah, that
theory,
part.
You know, but they're trying to ban it. You know, they're trying to stop the conversation around Jim Crow slavery. So. You've asked me a simple question. The simple answer is, I hope Juneteenth, the recognition of Juneteenth, will spark a national conversation about race in our country and about slavery and about the institutions that make up our society and how we all have an obligation to push justice forward.
Final question for you, sir. Do you believe reparations will be the next for us to tackle?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think the first thing about reparations is let's talk about what it would mean. I mean, because the reparations conversation necessarily implies figuring out what African-American presence in America means to America. Could this country be the world power that it is today but for the enslavement of Africans? And if the answer is no, it couldn't be that, it depended upon that, then let's just have a discussion about, you know, how we repair the damage done to African-American communities. I mean, and it wasn't just slavery, you know. Think about the year, the century that the Federal the Housing Administration, you know, refused to insure mortgages in black neighborhoods, which meant that generations of black people had to be renters and could not own homes and therefore could not accumulate wealth. You look at the massive racial wealth gap, and it's explained right there. All this happened after slavery, right?
Right. To keep a certain group of people down. That's what's so amazing to me, sir, to absolutely keep us down. But we are rising. Slowly but surely, I really feel we are rising, and we are thrilled that you are in this position as the Attorney General of Minnesota. Keith Ellison, thank you so much for taking the time to join us. I am so grateful.
Thank you,
and
Jeremy.
Happy Father's Day, by the way.
Yeah, you know what? And happy Father's Day to you and all the fathers in your family. And I know you got a bunch of them.
A bunch of them. Thank you so much.
And all of them. Yeah, you got a bunch of Father's Day celebrants.
Yeah,
so,
thank you so much,
you have a good
Keith.
One. And the last thing I want to say, if you don't mind, is that African-Americans getting from under oppression is not going to be to the detriment of anyone. The racist mindset is that if African Americans are less oppressed, then white people will be somehow diminished. This is not true. Racism is going to help free us all and make everybody better off. That's a conversation we need to have too one day.
Right. And a plaque is not enough. They keep putting plaques up, but plaques are not enough.
And we need more than a plaque. We need some freedom. We need some housing. We need some wages. We need some ownership.
Right.
You know, we need some control over our lives. But you have a great one, and thank you for what you do.
Thank you, sir. I pray for you. Take care.
You bet.
All right. That is Minnesota's own Attorney General Keith Ellison. We'll be back in a moment. It is now 7:49 here at WCCO. Welcome back. You are listening to Still Talking, and my guest now is Molly O'Brien. I don't know if you know that Alzheimer's Association is doing great things, and they're raising money and awareness for this terrible disease called Alzheimer. In fact, today marks the longest day of the year. Yes, sometimes it's on the 20th, 21st, or 22nd, the summer solstice, but it will arrive tonight at about 10:32 our time. And the people at Alzheimer's Association are really taking a chance with today as the day to raise money and awareness for it. And part of the Go Purple campaign for the longest day is the lighting of several prominent buildings across the state in purple to celebrate. U.S. Bank Stadium, Target Field, 35W Bridge, and many others will be lit up in purple, and it's Alzheimer's and Brain Awareness Month. So here to share more about the campaign and some exciting news about a new drug that was just cleared this past week for this disease is Molene, I hope I'm getting that right, Molly O'Brien, Chief Strategy Officer for the Alzheimer's Association's Minnesota and North Dakota chapter. Hi, Molly.
Well, hello. Thanks so much for having us on.
So glad to have you join us, and thank you for your patience. This is a big deal. Let's jump in and talk about this new news about the new drug.
Absolutely. And, you know, before that, I just want to reiterate what you said, that, boy, you look outside, there's gloomy skies. You might not know it's the summer solstice, but it is. It's the longest day. And, you know, we celebrate that longest day to fight the darkness of Alzheimer's, where folks can choose of any activity of their choice to help raise critical funds to advance Alzheimer's Association care, support, and research. So some folks bike and hike and paddle and play sports. Goodness, 2 days ago, I ran 4 miles in 40% humidity and 84-degree weather to really honor those families who lost loved ones due to this disease. It's the fourth leading cause of death in Minnesota. So to know more about the longest day, go to alz.org/longest day.
Okay, so it's remarkable, some of the challenges as well as some of the big news and changes for Alzheimer's. We've lost a lot of people, but at the same time, there are those that have been able to get a little better or the family sees a difference. So what is happening when it comes to research? Are we seeing a big difference, or are you looking towards this new drug to make all the difference?
Great question. You know, it's just startling that every 65 seconds, someone is diagnosed with Alzheimer's, and 6 million Americans suffer from this disease. So, you know, and a lot of times you think, gosh, memory loss is a part of normal aging, but it's not. It's a brain disease, and our organization is the largest funder of research to work to end this awful disease. And landmark moment a couple of weeks ago, the FDA approved the first new prescription drug for Alzheimer's since 2003. So it's just a really big time for so many families who are you know, facing this devastating disease. And it's designed to benefit those in the earliest stages of Alzheimer's who have mild cognitive impairment. And it's the first drug with the potential to really alter the course of the disease and slow the progression.
That is remarkable. When you say 2003 to today, this is the newest and latest news. I'm so excited that it happened. But what took so long?
Well, you know, this disease, it's increasing by 145% in terms of its prevalence. So,
so much
research is being done, but it's a tough nut to crack, if you will. Let me tell you about how it works. So the drug is called aducanumab, and it's an anti-amyloid antibody therapy, which is a lot of words, but basically, you know, we have these plaques that can build up in our brain, and they are just kind of the hallmark of Alzheimer's. And aducanumab removes those plaques and shows a lot of promise then for, you know, clinical outcomes that result from that being the slowing of the progression. And why this is so important is slowing that decline, particularly with early diagnosis, could add days, weeks, months, or even years of life for active individuals and families.
You know, I remember reading about Alzheimer's years ago. In fact, my family and I did a song for memory care and Alzheimer's on an album. And I remember having to read some of the research, and food had a lot to do with it. In fact, today, as you look it up, they'll say, you know, maybe if you try something a little different, or, you know, things won't get as bad, or it can slow it. Do you feel like when it comes to pharmacies and medicine, working together with food as well, is that something that is happening within the Alzheimer's condition?
I'm so glad that you raised that topic. It's, you know, it's Alzheimer's and Brain Awareness Month this month. And, you know, a big piece of that is talking about brain health, exactly what you're talking about. The Alzheimer's Association is leading a huge study called the U.S. Pointer Study, and it's examining the role of lifestyle interventions like diet, exercise, and what role those play in cognitive function. And many experts agree that people can improve their brain health and reduce that risk of cognitive decline by healthy lifestyle habits. You know, so this is just like many other diseases and illnesses. It's about getting good sleep. It's about having a healthy, well-balanced diet. It's about stress reduction and anxiety reduction or management. It's about movement. And it's about spending time with family and friends so that we stay connected and so that our brains remain stimulated.
It's so true, and I'm so glad that you brought that out. If more people want to learn about Alzheimer's through the Alzheimer's Association, tell us, where do they go?
They go to ALZ.org, or they call the 24/7 helpline. And I'm going to give you that number. It's 1-800-272-3900. And that number, phone will be answered 24/7 in over 200 languages. And some people think, you know, don't call a helpline until you're in the middle of a crisis. And certainly we can handle crisis on that helpline. But more importantly, some people wait 2 years to make that call. And really, you know, we're there to just answer some simple questions like, you know, it's Father's Day. I haven't seen my dad in a couple years. And I'm wondering if there might be something going on. What are the 10 warning signs I should be aware of? That's a great reason to pick up the phone and call. So the Alzheimer's Association has free care consultations, support groups, classes, to help folks really navigate any stage of the disease, even the very, very early stages. And we're here for you. And thanks to so many partners and individuals and volunteers who are advocating for our cause, you know, we get to provide these really impactful programs with our community.
After going to your website, I understand that Go Purple, you can still give. All you have to do is go to ALZ.org and give and donate today on the longest day of the year. Thank you so much for joining us, Molly. I sure appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. All right, everyone. It has been a pleasure this first hour. And of course, coming up next in the 8 o'clock hour, we have Blaine Turnbill, who's going to talk about, he's an officer of violence prevention, the Youth Connection Center, and oh, just wait till you hear about it. We're going to do the whole segment around, So What Do You Do? So stay tuned. That's coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.